All right, so this is Anthony Effinger. I'm with Willamette Week. I'm here with my colleague, Lucas Manfield. We're standing on the corner of 4th and Washington, downtown Portland, and we're talking with...
Sergeant Susan Billard, Portland Police Bureau.
How long have you been out here today?
Out here today?
Yeah.
Just about an hour.
Okay. What's the plan? I noticed we're down here today, and there's a lot that's changed.
Correct. We have been tasked with... patrolling this area, having a walking beat from Washington to Harvey Milk, from 4th to 5th. So I will have two officers on foot walking and making contact with people in this area trying to address criminality.
Is this 24/7?
It is 24/7.
Wow. So there's always going to be a police presence here?
Until further notice.
Until further notice. So that could be...
I have not been given an end date.
Okay. What did you all encounter when you got here?
Today?
When you started this sort of push.
So my first experience being out here and assigned to this area was yesterday. There was a significant fentanyl arrest yesterday. There was a significant fentanyl arrest just about an hour ago.
Of a dealer,
yes. Yes, right around the corner.
What's significant?
Several baggies of the blue fentanyl pills, baggies just in just about every pocket, inside the inseam of his jacket, baggies of fentanyl, cash, just lots and lots of cash. And this particular person had been warned last week for doing the same thing and still returned to the same place and continued to deal.
Warned?
Yeah.
Like, wait, he got picked up?
He was verbally admonished by another officer who at the time our resources weren't able to do anything more, but basically he got a warning.
Okay. So this person was arrested today. We're kind of near where we are.
Yeah, right around the corner on Oak.
Even though was there a police presence here?
Yes.
So that doesn't seem like the smartest.
It's not.
Okay, just checking.
It's still happening though.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So... since it looks, like I say, this looks completely different than it did 3 days ago. There was a crowd of people here, what, 3-4 days ago?
Yes.
And now there's no one.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we put all these resources into an area, unfortunately, sometimes the blocks on the outside of that area start to see the effects as well. So, unfortunately, you may see some activity in the outer line blocks now that we've made such a concerted effort on these in this square block area.
So where do you think people go?
It's easy for them to navigate back to Old Town. I think sometimes that happens. They also tend to head back into maybe down by the river, under the bridges. We see more activity on 3rd.
Okay. So you can come to an area, get people to move along, but it sounds a little whack-a-mole-ish.
It can be.
Okay.
It can seem that way, yes.
Okay. So what happens kind of long term? Do we know here?
I don't know the long term plan. I don't know the long term plan with this property. It would be nice to see this not be the issue that we're having. But like I said, I'm not involved in those decisions.
Sure.
They happen way above me.
Yeah, yeah. Same for us at the paper. Lucas, do you have anything?
How long has this been a problem at this property?
At this property? Yeah. Probably since it was boarded and shuttered. I would say maybe 2020 is when it became boarded and shuttered. It's been a while.
Do you have a sense of why now the change in policy to start doing 24/7s?
I think the mayor's office likely has probably become so aware of it because the citizens have been complaining. I've actually seen this location on the national news, and it doesn't surprise me because it is a problem. It's one of those things where, if we have the resources to address it, we can. But in my staffing outlook, I'm running some days. I think last week I was running 6 officers below minimums. So when I'm missing 5, 6, 4 officers every shift, and now I have the added problem with having to staff this location with 2 officers every hour, it can be a real challenge. I'm glad that we're hiring. We've hired 100 officers that are going to be going through the training process. I just came from Advanced Academy. I'm a satellite instructor, and we've got 10 officers that are graduating next week. So I'm super excited about getting them out to the street.
Mm.
What do you have to take officers away from in order to...
Just have this, 911 calls and other calls for service. It could be something as simple as a burglary, or it could be something as urgent as a vehicle accident. Anytime I have officers dedicated somewhere else, that's somewhere else that they're not taken care of. So,
what do you think? What made this spot a hot spot?
As far as for attention, or as far as for drug use?
No, for drug use and
for
the congregation.
Because it's abandoned. Because
that's all it takes.
Because there's no legitimate customer base here. There's no one that's actually trying to use a doorway. The building on the other side used to be a school. And there'd be people.
It was
a college.
Yeah.
And there were people coming in and out, you know, all the time. There was traffic here all the time, pedestrian traffic. And when you have an abandoned building, I mean, look at the graffiti here. This is what happens. So if we could get this building occupied and get businesses back here, that would be a huge step forward.
Does it have anything to do with the overhangs here? We're standing under one right now, and it's not, you know, we're not getting rained out. Is it the architecture?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when it's raining, people are going to go under where their shelter. But also, like, this is such a great spot if you're going to use, because you have three sides where no one can see you. There's obviously no cameras above you, so all you got to do is face this way. And if you're huddled into that alcove, it's a perfect spot to use.
There we go. Yeah. That's it, right?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, thank you for your time and
your
hard work.
You're welcome.
Sergeant Billard?
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Sergeant Billard, thank you.
Not to be confused with the other Sergeant Billard.
They got two?
Yeah.